listening to WOMY Oneonta. Keep it. Oh no, it's here. What's gonna happen? No! I broke it. No, what's happening? We need to stop the spread of underdeveloped communist video games for children.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Beats, what's on the agenda? A lot more basketball to talk about. NBA Cup is heating up. Football, we're getting to the end game. Music front. Did I listen to an album? I did listen to an album, so I'll talk about that. And, I have a new segment today. And, yeah. No, I turned wrong, left your heart torn. Is that what devils do? Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the crowd, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I find, there's nothing I can't do. That was John Newman, Love Me Again. I was literally thinking about playing a whole different song, but then I was like, no, I gotta play a song that I find today and not like a week, because I was gonna go to like an old reliable, but then I didn't. So I don't know. I think it went pretty good. Gotta make sure stuff is high enough. Hold on. Okay, that's good. Wait. All right, let's get to it. I want to see what I have in my notes, because I don't think I wrote notes this week. once I read this, then we'll get to, like, who's been balling in the last 7 games. Did I talk about this? Let's go. Last 7 games. Because I want to say the highest net rating in the last 7 games. Well, it's still the Thunder. So, I'll talk about the Thunder. Their offense has really, like, creeped up in the last 7 games. And it was kind of, like, middle of the pack to start the season. But I guess that dude, J-Dub, is, like, picking it up. Shea kind of started off a little shaky. And now they have, like, another center who can, like, I don't want to say dribble. Well, who can do some things offensively because Hartenstein's back now. And, yeah, they're just hitting more threes now. And, yeah, but the team I wanted to talk about. Move some things around. Sacramento Kings. Yeah, they were going through, like, a bit of a rough stretch 2 weeks ago. Just, like, not winning games. Injuries were starting to pile up. I remember Sabonis. Just all of them were, like, hurt. Sabonis, DeMar. But they've turned a corner. Past 7 games. Hold on. I'm looking at everything. Best offense in the league. I want to say about top 10 defensively. Or, like, more middle of the pack. But, yeah, they're finally starting to get to, like, the ideal way the Kings were supposed to look coming into the season. Because I felt like they just weren't that. It was more because, like, the offense was fine, but it'd be stagnant late games. And the defense was just really bad. Which, the goal for the Kings this year was the offense was supposed to come back to top 10 levels. Which, check. And defense was supposed to be where it was last year. Which is about what? Top 10, borderline top 10, and 14th past 7 games. So it's on the up and up. I'll be paying attention to them up and well for the rest of the season because they're kind of like my part-time team. But yeah, I was gonna say something. Mike Brown, he has been like fidgeting with the lineup before Kevin Huerter started. That kind of didn't work out. The defense part. And then I started Keon Ellis. Before that, Keon Ellis was in a doghouse. He wasn't getting any minutes. Mike Brown's like kind of didn't know what he was doing like the first like couple weeks of the season. But he's figured it out. He was just like, I'm just going to start my 5 best players and we're going to figure it out. And yeah, Malik Monk is officially starting. I know he was kind of like not too happy at the beginning of the year that he wasn't like starting. Like he was in like that Tyler Herro thing where it was like, I mean, I'm doing whatever is best for the team. But then, sneakily, they'll be like, oh, well, I'm, like, the best player, so I should be starting. Wink, wink. But, you know, I'm a team guy. He was kind of doing that. But, yeah, things have turned a corner. And, shout out to the Kings. What else? Mavericks still picking it up. Luka is back. They're on a 7-game win streak. I want to say 5 of those games were without Luka. Did I touch on the Mavericks last week? Everything's been going great. PJ Washington, if history serves us correct, he might have like a really big game against the Thunder in the NBA Cup tomorrow. And I'll talk about the NBA Cup a little more. But yeah, Mavericks look good. What do I want to talk about? Talk about the Grizzlies. The Heat are doing pretty good in the last 7. Especially after a rough start. Especially Bam. Bam's kind of numbers has been down all across the board. And I don't know why that is. Oh, partially because like his finishing has been a little off. So I don't know what that's been about. But I think they turned the corner on that. Oh, I'm bugging. I ain't talking about my Knicks. Have you ever seen the movie Groundhog Day where the guy just relives the same day every day? That's kind of like the Knicks, man. It's just... Or like there's 2 versions of that. It's where we're just blowing out teams offensively and you know game's over, start of the 4th quarter. Or it's we forget how to play basketball, we're not rebounding, we're not playing defense, the offense is stagnant, and now we're going toe to toe with the Hornets and the Hawks and the Rockets. Which the Rockets are good, but they're going toe to toe with teams. And it's more of the same. I'm going to act like the game on Saturday wasn't a thing. But yeah, it's just stringing good games together. You've heard this before. Just we're gearing up to like the easy part of the schedule. I was gonna call it a BTA tour, and I've y'all can find out what BTA means. I'm not gonna say that here, but yeah, they just gotta figure it out. They just gotta figure it out. But I like what I'm seeing. The Orlando Magic are still really good despite everybody getting hurt. Franz Wagner hurt, gonna miss a month. Paolo should be back soon, so it shouldn't be too bad, but I'm pretty sure they beat like the Sixers the other day without both of them, and I just don't know how they do it. Just defense, and then we're gonna try to score some points on offense, which is like the key all the time, but it's really, yeah, they begin to struggle buckets, man. But whatever works. They're third seed in the East with all those injuries I just named. But yeah, you just hope that, honestly, as long as they stick what they're good at, I think they'll keep themselves afloat up until, what is a month from now? Like January-ish, like New Year's Day-ish. So, should be cool, should be cool. I gotta talk about Philly. Philly looks good. They're starting to like play better and not as a rebuilding team. Joel Embiid's back, played really good other game. Paul George is starting to pick it up. Didn't have a great game last week or last game, but he's been like better since he's been healthy. Tyrese Maxey has uncharacteristically been very bad from three. That's probably gonna fix itself. Jared McCain is still doing his thing, as long as Nick Nurse is like not, as long as he's playing him. And yeah, am I forgetting stuff? Oh, NBA Cup should be fun. I'm gonna be locked in tomorrow, Wednesday. Should be fun. I just need the Knicks to win so I can celebrate, maybe bring out some champagne and all that. And yeah, weird thing today is the Knicks and Raptors are the only game on the schedule for whatever reason, and it's a 7:30 game, so I guess, you know, I can go to sleep early. I don't gotta wait for the West Coast games anymore. But yeah, it's weird. But I think there's a lot of games tomorrow, or maybe there's two games because of the NBA Cup. I don't know. But when I be back, probably Young Buck Report.
Damn, baby. I like it. Hey now, say now, let me pop my water down my wrist. I'm around my
It's a green light, you get out of bounds, I'm a blitz. It's a bird, it's a plane, no, it's all blue strips. What? Hey now, say now. Hey now, say now. Hey now, say now. Hey now, say now. I'm way too important. I'm way too important. I'm way too important to ever let you slide on me again.
Starting to see spaceships on Rosecrans. Passing the aliens, hold hands. They wanna see me do my dance.
Harley Quinn up in a cut with a blower.
Hey, get spooky 8 day in October. My torpedo even jumped out on smokers. Hey, J-Cat.
Really too important. If they talk about playing ball, me and my team gon' get the scoring.
If they talk about playing ball, they could take it up with Jordan. It's ball heads in the heckler for all endorsements.
Me, mighty mom, trying to tag it tough. I'm aggressive on the beat in real life. No, hey, I tatted up my body in the pen, level 4. Hey, I sharpened up a knife and came home to a blow. My brain gets to tweaking like she playing with her nose. Lil' Brody about to crash, my young be on go. I'm a different type of trophy, baby girl, I'm rose gold. Me and Doc get to slide and put him in the chokehold. Acting like some, acting like some. Hey, I jumped out that pen, then I jumped up in the ghost. I'm the hottest type of, see my face, then he froze. All that shit he was talking, found that he not that bold. Okay, this shit like 40, that's a double, okay, let's add it up, baby. Back, can you do it, can you back it up? Kick flip a, I got tech decks. Anything for me to call to get your chin checked. Tell him Dodie did that.
Or nervous, should I serve him? I ain't no sucker. No, I got my name from shooting motherfuckers. I really don't know. It's the enemy or the homie. When I see him, don't know. To be happy or nervous, should I get him? Tricky. Can't sit around and let no nigga get me. They greet me with a smile and I start drinking. And when I hit the weed, I start thinking what such and such said that he said about me. Nigga, hate me when I'm gone, but love me when they around me. Should I ask him? He gon' deny it. Like, G, you my nigga. Them motherfuckers lying. Feeling like these niggas faking like they with me. Might be all in my mind. Shit, I might be tripping. I don't even know no more. I don't even give a fuck. I'ma play it how I go. In the meantime, I'm gon' live it up. But I keep thinking about it. I'm a thinker. I'm riding on my battleship. Can't let these niggas sink it. I really don't know. It's the enemy or the homie. When I see him, don't know. To be happy or nervous. Should I serve him? I ain't no sucker. No, I got my name from shooting motherfucker. I really don't know. It's the enemy or the homie. When I see him, don't know. To be happy or nervous. Should I get him? Tricky. Can't sit around and let no nigga get me. Back against the wall, I'm gon' lash out. Like, G, why you spaz out? I don't know, but nigga looking at me funny. I got some deep problems. I don't know who really love me. What would you do? The distance in between us then got crucial. The feeling that I'm feeling, it ain't mutual. I've been feeling dangerous. Post-traumatic stress from this banging shoot. Where you from? Broadway gangsta crib. Who could I trust? If I said it, I'd be lying. My granny always said I got the devil on my mind. I be hearing all these niggas talking. What you gotta deal with when you really out here popping? I really don't know. It's the enemy or the homie. When I see him, don't know. To be happy or nervous, should I serve him? I ain't no sucker. No, I got my name from shooting motherfuckers. I really don't know. It's the enemy or the homie. When I see him, don't know. To be happy or nervous, should I get him? Tricky. Can't sit around and let no nigga get me. I really don't know. It's the enemy or the homie. When I see him, don't know. To be happy or nervous, should I get him? Tricky. Can't sit around and let no nigga get me.
And today I found out that you fools are paying $275 a line. I got bricks, I got guns, I got licks, I got kickback on them cheeks, big bite. But if it's one thing you don't forget, I got.
Miss America. Look, put me in a fin. You know these all cap like brims. All this water, I can show you how to swim. Let us touch on my third limb. Yeah, nah, fam, you ain't folk, you ain't kin. You ain't the I'ma look to the wind. I was broke and I was down getting it in. But now I'm up and out of town on your friends. But now I'm up and out of bounds in the bins. What a five-star, a real five-star. We gon' plot, we gon' slide on his mans. Roll the wrong way, we gon' chop off your hands. Let me put you in a movie. Getting smoked like a Lucy. Fox 5, Channel 9, make the newsy. Ain't my bad that she chose to be choosy. Look, I got hops, I got setups, I got drops. I got four crack seals and a pop. I got two steps ahead, I think not. I got diamonds, I got thugs. I got a thick dancing in a club. Get the wrong guy there, blow his bub. Movie clips with his in a tub.
Put me in a movie. I was a bad kid like Boosie. Put me in a coupe. You know I came up from hoopies. And I got bricks, I got guns, I got licks, I got get back on a. Cause if it's one thing, you don't forget, I got.
Never see him in the hood, only see him in the club. Ask me, I snuck in with the When I just let the block have the homies say I'm done.
Yeah, what's up with that? Out with that?
I'm about to pull a Suge Knight and press the issue on sight. The real see the check. Oh, we on yo? I went to sleep flamed up, but I woke up in my polos. I rock a low cut and wear my socks like a cholo. I could have got a ghost, but I went and got a Lolo. This copying off you rap, cause it's a no-no. I can hop out solo. Suck is a I probably need three more, cause these is emo. They see my altitude and have an attitude, but I'm a solid. Get what you niggas mad at me smoke. Should've seen how I pulled up in the ride, in the ride, in the ride. Got two motherfuckers wanna fight me outside, fight me outside, fight me outside. You should've seen how I pulled up in the ride, in the ride, in the ride. Got two motherfuckers wanna fight me outside, fight me outside, fight me outside. I just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers.
Say, I'm the only one that made it out the West without Dre. I'm the only one that's about what he say. The only one that got hit and was walking the same day. I tried to pop first, I got popped back. Got hit in the hip, could pop back. Pass me the boost. You know he popped that, so please don't call me no rap.
Why?
Cause I be in a spot. All facts. I don't wax. You put Compton, I put Bonton on the map. I heard they want to do a background check. I got a meal and a cut. That's a background check.
Yeah.
Now watch how they count my pockets and get mad when I hit them with the I ain't got it. Gave you the game, now you think you poppin'. I, y'all, I'm out. I'm out.
Should've seen how I'm out.
Pulled off in the ride. In the ride. In the ride. Got two motherfuckers. Wanna fight me outside. Fight me outside. Fight me outside. You should've seen how I pulled off in the ride. In the ride. In the ride. Got two motherfuckers. Fight me outside, fight me outside, fight me outside. I just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers with my hands. I just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers with my hands.
Do you dance, YG, do you dance? 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 Do you dance, YG? 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 Do you dance?
All right, that was YG. Twist your fingers. Young Buck Report. This one isn't going to be too long because I have the new segment might run a little longer. But if I can pull out my note. Okay. Yeah, Brandon Miller got like the greenest light. But it's been fun. Not against the Knicks though, because he was frying us the other day. He had like 18 points in the first quarter. Couldn't miss. I don't know, but yeah, he's been having a pretty good sophomore year, all things considered, because LaMelo's been hurt, and now then he, if he's hurt, then he's number one option, which isn't really his role right now. But yeah, everything's been going pretty good. Shooting a lot of threes, I want to say 10, and that's honestly probably really good for him, just like how he is and how like his play style is. It's like, hold on. Okay, just, it's like where his play style is, he's not really going to get into the paint a lot. So if you're not going to get into the paint a lot, that means he got to be like a high level 3-point shooter. And that's like the role he's like in right now. Like just, he's going to shoot a lot of threes. And if he's hitting like 38, 40% or whatever it is right now, that's his like pathway to being just like an all-star caliber player. Now don't get me wrong, I'd prefer if he, you know, got to the line like 4, 5, 6 times a game. But, you know, he's like 22, I want to say. You know, what you got? Bilal Coulibaly, the train has slowed down, except last night. I think he had 20 points. But the defense is still great. The defense is really good. And he's one of those players where, like, okay, like, anyone can steal the ball. They can just play the passing lanes. But, like, the good defenders are going to, like, rip the ball. Like, they're going to, like, pick your pocket. And another player I'm going to get to does the same thing. But, yeah, he's just really good. He just gets a lot of blocks. Because I was watching, like, a compilation of him getting to steal some blocks. Spud, you know? Watching defense is Spud, man. But, yeah, but I know he's young. So, like, he's still, there's going to be some growing pains, some good stretches, some bad stretches. But all in all, yeah, he's been picking it up lately. It's been pretty fun. And another really good defender, Amen Thompson. He has a starting job right now. And this is a really important spot. Because last year, when Fred VanVleet got hurt, he was a point guard. Rockets kind of fell off a little bit. You know, big spot to put a rookie in, especially like a man who's not like the greatest like ball handler right now. So this is like take two of that. He's gonna be starting point guard. We'll see where the Rockets end up. He had a really good game last game. I think it was about 22-8, 4 assists. So yeah, that's the goal. But big year for him, man. Like I feel like I've said this, but like it's a big audition for everybody, for just everybody on the team, but especially him, because if he doesn't show that he can be like a franchise point guard, they're either gonna go get one or I lost my train of thought. They're gonna go get one, or just like trade for one, or just re-sign Fred VanVleet. So yeah, we'll see. But other people, Stephon Castle, picking it up. I had a really good game last game. I've talked about his offense being wishy-washy, in a good way though. Victor Wembanyama had back problems. I hope that's not like a thing. And trying to think about the young players. Yeah, I think that's it. I really didn't write too much about it, because I feel like we're getting to the point where I've hit on like a lot of people. But yeah, we will get to it. I'm trying to figure out what I'm playing right now. Okay.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise I swear, on every bit it. Yo.
Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocets. Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocets. Percocet. Rep the set, yeah. Gotta rep the set. Gang, gang. Chase a chick. Chase. Never chase a. Don't chase no. Mask on. Get mask on. Mask on. Mask on. Get mask on. Mask on. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Chase a chick. Chase. Never chase a. Don't chase no. Two cups, toast out with the gang, gang, gang. From full stops to a whole nother domain. Out the bottom, yeah. I'm a living proof, super. Ain't compromising, half a million on the coupe, gang, gang. Drug houses, wow. Looking like Peru, whoa, whoa, whoa. Graduated, crazy. I was overdue, I'ma do pink money, money. I can barely move, ask about me, about me. I'm gon' bust a move, yeah, y'all put Red James, 33 chains, 33. Chanel, damn. Cruising Biscayne, hit fire. Top off, yeah. That's a liability, big burn. Hit the gas, yeah. Boosting my adrenaline, big fire. Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocets, big fire. Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocets, big fire. Rep the set, yeah. Gotta rep the set, gang, gang. Chase a chick, chase. Yeah. Never chase a, no chase big fire. Mask on, yeah. Get mask on, for big fire. Mask on, stop. Yeah. Mask on, big firm, Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocet, big firm, chase a chick, yeah. Never chase a, don't chase no.
Ford or Maybach. I drive anything. Yeah. Buy my range. Yeah. Make them go insane. Yeah. Guillotine, drink promethazine, drink promethazine. Taking beams, yeah. Go to those extremes.
Let's go.
Parliament. Call Amari wins,
yeah.
Parlay in Vegas, we was in attendance.
Let's go.
Before the business,
yeah.
Theodore lenses,
Theodore
prescriptions,
yeah.
Focus on the mission,
put my
intermission.
Hold on.
Never take a break,
we can't pull on.
Switch states,
switch
down for our place.
Switch.
Ain't no way. No, we come to play. We didn't come to play. No, rock the bank. We gon' rock the game. Again, they gang, we gang.
Gang.
But they are not the same.
We bang.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocets.
Be it fine.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocets.
Be it fine.
Rep the set.
Yeah.
Gotta rep the set.
Gang, gang.
Chase a chick.
Chase it.
Never chase a
chase. Be it fine.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Get mask on.
Be it fine.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Mask on,
be it fine.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet,
be it fine.
Chase a chick,
chase yeah.
Never chase
a chick, be it fine.
Mask on, get mask on. Mask on, get mask on. Mask on, get mask on. Cash on, never nod off.
Sniper gang. I like this little beat right here.
Yeah, this is a nice little beat.
I'm sipping on Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm finna paint a picture. I'm finna paint me a little picture.
What it's called? It's the loop Bella, too. The white one.
I
like the white one.
I'm sipping on Bella. My chick from Bella. My whip from Germany. I'm cooler than LL. I'm sipping on Bella. My chick from Bella. My whip from Germany. I'm cooler than LL. I clap when it's like patty cake. I clap when it's like patty cake. I'm swaggy. I got flavor. I got song. Call me Ragu. I love my baby girl. Girl. Ball. Call her Caillou. I clap when it's like patty cake. Yeah. That'll we. I'm about to grab the reef. I'm about to grab the key. I'm about to snatch a baby girl. Always in my chest, she hate when I be in the streets. My rims taller than my son, about to drop another one. You think of in the band the way I hit him with that drum. Sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I'm sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I clap when it's like patty cake. I clap when it's like patty cake. I'm swaggy, I got favor. My chain VVS, I'm booted up, I got more pills than the CVS. Honest baby girl, so I got stains in my jaw. All this money like a Nike hit. Paul Ball, sippin' on champagne. My whip on Dana Dane. No time for you lame. I'm flying in a plane. I'm riding like a train. She love to give me brrrr. With your eyes closed, you ain't sniper game. She helped me now when I was gone. I bought her all the Marvel gear. I love her like I love my brother, so I let her be my connect. I put her red in the vet, tennis bracelet on her neck. You know the cone that love the flex. Got my mama out the jet. Sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I'm sippin' on Bella, my chick from Bella. My whip from Germany, I'm cooler than LL. I clap when it's like patty cake. Like patty cake. I'm swaggy, I got flavor, I got song. Call me Ragu, I love my baby girl. Girl, ball, call her Caillou. I clap my like patty cake.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I like to do it, you know what I'm saying? My real name is Dexter. I got a lot of more diamonds, too. I just got new diamonds, by the way. Oh, whoa. Dexter. Hey, yeah, oh. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing no plan, baby. You did. Dexter. Oh, wait. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan. I ain't doing no plan. These red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan. I ain't doing no plan. These red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground. Baby girl, what you doing? What's your name? I ain't playing no games. See these diamonds in my chain. Smoking Mary Jane, yeah, I took it to her brain. And she fuck her for the fame. So I fuck her in my ring. Ooh. Get that money to the top, never stop. Mixing rubber watch, used to sell that worry rock. Ooh. But I'm the man, Cuban diamonds dance. Had to fuck a friend, I might put it on the ground. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan. I ain't doing no plan, these red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan. I ain't doing no plan, these red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground. Baby, wait, hop up in this race. No, this not a date, this a cruise, but don't debate. Wait, it's getting late, think it's past 8. Took her to my place, baby, ate me like some cake. Wait, call Jake, think I need an 8. Don't be to the face, I need to take a break. Wait, but don't be cool, money stupid blue. Boyfriend is a fool, I'm trying to make you comfortable. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan. I ain't doing no plan, these red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? I just popped a Zan, 50,000 in Japan. I ain't doing no plan, these red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground.
Right, that was Famous Dex, Japan. The new segment. So, you know, I be thinking a lot. And I like to come up with lists. Well, sometimes I come up with lists in my head. Wait, hold on. But now, I'm officially making that a thing. So, I have a list. This is the new segment. Okay, I need a little more backstory, actually. I think last week, I said I was gonna, make a list about top 5 GMs last 5 years. But then I was doing thinking, I was like, there's not a lot of GMs that just are like bad or like that I don't like. Whereas they're doing enough where it's just like they're not like egregiously bad, if you get what I mean. And I was like, you know what? So let's get negative. There's a few GMs that I haven't liked, which is just like something is just really annoying me. So let's get to it. Rob Pelinka. Now, past 5 years, this is post NBA champion. Okay. So I don't want to hear, oh, we won a champion. Please. Okay. Drafting. There's grades. I have grades. Drafting, he gets a C. Hold on. I'm trying to think now. Dalton Connect is helping him. That was a real good pick. But, Jalen Hutchinson, I'm not too mad at that pick. I think, and this is like the theme of the day. It was a good process. Like, he tried to, like, solve a need, but it just hasn't worked out. Jalen Hutchinson can't shoot. Like, his offense is really bad. Defensively, he's okay. Like, he's, you know, as advertised. But shooting's really bad. Like, the offense is rough. And, yeah, I don't even think he's going to be a Laker at the end of next year. So, and the other picks, a lot of their times, they haven't had their picks. So, I gave him a C. We can bump it down to a C-. But I'll give him a C. Hit on one, didn't hit on the other. So, yeah. Trades. Tale of two trades, man. On the other hand, the Westbrook trade did not go well. Like, yeah, and it's just back to the process thing. Like, really? Because, I mean, LeBron James has been in the league for how long? Like, we know the blueprint to build around LeBron James, right? And then LeBron James and Anthony Davis, two of the best players in the decade, shouldn't be that hard to build around them. So why on earth did he get this idea to go trade for Russell Westbrook? I don't know, man. I really can't defend it. And then it didn't turn out great. So yeah, he gets some points docked for that trade. But he kind of corrected it. Because then he traded Westbrook for Vanderbilt and D'Angelo Russell and I want to say Malik Beasley. And it turned out pretty good. Got them a conference, Western Conference appearance. So, if I had to grade it, it'd probably be like a C+, give or take. I don't know. It depends what. Like, he got into the Westbrook mess, but he got out of it. I'm gonna give him a C+ on that. But team building is where I have my gripes. I'm giving him a D. Yeah, I just feel like past 3 years, he's came into the year with the same issues, which is, well, give or take, but it's either shooting, point guard, defense. And why is, like it's always the same issues. And this year, it's the same issues. They don't have a real point guard. D'Angelo Russell's way too inconsistent. I feel like we've seen enough of D'Angelo Russell to not go in that direction. Doesn't matter. Defense, the only good defender they've had in the last 3 years is Jared Vanderbilt. And like sparks of Cam Reddish. But you can't cover up your problems with duct tape. Okay? I say you can't cover your problems with duct tape. Like a real solution. And they just haven't had the real solution. So team building gets a D. And team building is also like extensions. I think the Rui Hachimura extension was a little too high because he's a little too inconsistent. MLE, free agent signings. Free agency is not really a thing, but they haven't really gave out good contracts. Like, I don't know, they gave out movable contracts, but not like good ones. Like the Gabe Vincent one is not that great. It's aged very bad. And it's just, like, I don't really particularly think he's made the team better at all in the last 3 years, outside of that one trade he did. And then coaches, I think he held on to Darvin Ham for too long. Frank Vogel didn't work out. So you're 0-2. I think J.J. Redick is good, but he's being held back because of your team building, your roster construction. So it's just, and now you look at now is where they're kind of on like a slump. And I'm not blaming J.J. Redick this time. I'm not blaming any more coaches because with the other two, it's like, okay, I could see the rotations, meh. J.J. Redick, offensively, has been like the best thing they've had. He just needs some help on the defensive side. I trust J.J. Redick to like he knows what he's doing. He just needs some help. And then, so yeah. I don't know, man. Another Western Conference. Calvin Booth. Man. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. There's one grade that's really bringing him down. But we'll get to it. Drafting. Like, the hits are... Who? Peyton Watson, Julian Strother, Christian Brown. That's what? A starter, two solid rotation players. It's pretty good. And then the other ones are like Zeke Nagy, miss Jalen Pickett, miss like a lot of these second rounders he's missed on. So I'm going to give him a C because I think Christian Brown's really saving that grade. He's playing really good this year. But Bonetown was also a miss. So I'm going to give it a C. If you want to give him a C minus, sure. But I'll give him a C. Trades. Not available. Doesn't really make any trades. Except the Reggie Jackson one, which that's going to go into the next grade. So, yeah. But team building, he gets an F. Failed. And it's kind of like the Rob Pelinka thing. Like, he won a championship, And then he's done a lot of things just not to get back to where they once was. And it's completely his fault. Like, I don't want to hear any, like blaming with, the second apron. We can't afford people. That's not true. If they wanted Kentavious Caldwell Pope on their team, he'd be on their team. And it's just, the bench just hasn't been great. The Reggie Jackson thing I was talking about, I don't know why they went back to him again and paid him, like an extra year. That didn't make sense. And it's just, they don't have good role players outside of the starting lineup. It's just, there's no bench. And this has been an issue ever since the Nuggets. Like, even when the Nuggets won a championship, it was just, can the bench come through? And it did. And it's just progressively gotten worse. Like, it's nice now because Westbrook's there, Julian Strother, Payton Watson. But I don't know. And then, like, extensions-wise, Zeke Nnaji was a terrible extension. I don't know why they did that. Jamal Murray, Max, really gets me queasy just because no All-Star, no All-NBA, injuries, kind of inconsistent. I feel like they could have upgraded for, like, the second option role, but that one, I don't know. And then Michael Porter, Max, I talked about Max contracts, but that actually might be before, so I'll let that go. But yeah, D minus F. I think ultimately he could have been better. And last but not least, Heat GM. It's not Pat Riley. It's Andy Ellsbury. Now, to be nice, drafting gets an A. I think they've hit on every single one of their picks, whether it's from Jaime Jaquez, if Tyler Harrow's over 2020, him, Nikola Jovic, could be better. So I probably docked that down to like a B+. But yeah, I'd say the drafting is like nothing to, like, it's something they can hang their hat on. Like, they've pretty much hit, especially for a team like not in the top 10 like ever. So yeah, drafting gets an A. Trades, this is where it's like, because the Terry Rozier trade is really not that great. Like, it really hasn't aged well, and it's just, man, it's really set them back, because now they've kind of put their assets into that. It just hasn't worked out. I don't know. Other trades, Kyle Lowry one, that's like one of the, like, the good process, bad results thing. I think they've been trying to solve the point guard position. Kyle Lowry worked, but contract was a lot. Then he got hurt a little bit. Age a little bit. And then, yeah, I'm trying to think. We'll get to the team building. Yeah, team building. C-. Like, the point guard position has not been solved. They've tried and tried again with the Damian Lillard and Kyle Lowry, Terry Rozier. It's still been a bit of an issue. Like, it's still been, like, a bit of an issue. And they just haven't solved it. Haven't had a real power forward, like, in forever. So that's the real issue. And it's just, the bench hasn't been great. I don't know. It's just the Heat, they've been underwhelming. They've been, like, around playing, what, last 5 years. So it's just, you know, eventually you gotta be better. You gotta make the turn, but they just haven't. So, yeah, those are 3 GMs. There's some honorable mentions. Daryl Morey. I didn't put him here because I like the thinking, but I like, it's not too bad of what he's done. Like, the Paul George, it was just, it's Paul George. Now, would I have paid him that? No. But I can understand the rationale, so I'm not going to boo him for it. And then, I'm trying to think. I can understand the rationale. Team building hasn't had great role players, has let great role players walk out. Tobias Harris thing wasn't him. Other things. Yeah, he's there. And who else? Yeah. It'll probably hit me during break, and then I'll get back to you.
Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.